next speaker, for people here in the Twin Cities, she's very well known, Colleen Raleigh. She's a former FBI agent, as well as the famous line, Time Woman of the Year, 2004. And I believe that Colleen has some really wonderful insight into what they're thinking.
They usually tell me to shut up and quiet down. So if you can't, I'll use it. But, you know, when I saw the flyer, I always cringe when I even see the word civil liberties. You know why? It gives the complete wrong impression of what this is about. Liberties sounds like a nicety. It sounds like a luxury. And in times of war, and in times of threats to security, the first thing you're going to throw away is your liberties. Now, it's much more than this, and I know I'm supposed to speak actually on the top secret America and the whole apparatus, at least what I know of it, but I just want to tell you that this is a lot more than liberties. This is actually now threatening our whole rule of law. A lot of people are not really for law and order and whatever, but you know what? These are things like the protections of the Geneva Convention. The Ten Amendments, the Bill of Rights, are actually law. They aren't niceties. And they actually, things like search and seizure, the right against self-incrimination, not to have a confession coerced from you by being waterboarded or being tortured, the right to attorney. Those things are actually pragmatic. They make sense because you have no way of being accurate. Let's say you had a serial killer, for instance, and someone said, let's waterboard to find out who the serial killer is. You would have no ability to be accurate if you were allowed to throw away these Ten Amendments. And yet, we have done that. We have actually thrown out a right to attorney in this. I've been given 12 interviews in the last 2 days because of the New York Times front page article that says Obama is Obama's kill list. Okay? You know what the kill list does? I mean, don't worry about the Patriot Act, folks. The Patriot Act is, if I had to graph this out, the Patriot Act would be this much, and the kill list, it would be up to the ceiling. The kill list makes an executive not only the investigator, which was always the case, but also judge, jury, and executioner. Now, anybody who is an attorney, is connected to a law professor, to anybody in the judge, their jobs are going away. You have to explain pragmatically to people to make them care. And our legal cadre should care because they will not have a job. Judges, law professors, our whole jurisprudence system, due process, is right now at risk. Because we have just said, the country has just said, well, it's in the front page of the New York Times. Obama is our great, whatever he is, our first black president, etc. That, you know what, we trust him. If he's going to write up a list, we're going to trust him because he knows everything and I'm just a citizen. The problem is more now than just the politicians, just top secret America. There's 854,000 people in top secret America with top secret clearances. Bradley Manning didn't even, he was way down the list. He had no top secret clearance. There is nearly a million CIA, FBI, and they are all earning a lot of money from our taxes. Our taxes are going, I think it's somewhere in the average of $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 per each one of these 854,000. Now, if you were in that system, you would be like the fish in the water. I can swear to everybody here, I know people, I worked up, for 24 years, I have known the liberal, the conservative, all these different mentalities. If you were in that system, you would be like a fish in water. All of your job incentives are flowing in one direction, and that is to participate in this top secret America. And, when the laws go away, the Attorney General guidelines that grew up as a result of abuses in the 60s, there were strict guidelines, actually, and they were from the fact that J. Edgar Hoover had allowed agents to infiltrate all of your civil society groups. The National Lawyers Guild, the even feminist groups were infiltrated. Everyone knows the story about Martin Luther King. Well, when these were learned by the public, there was a reaction, and they put rather strict guidelines. After 9/11, the guidelines are no longer there. So, of course, you have this infiltration, and in a way, it's a security theater, because now the people are scared out of their minds because of, you know, we get fear and hate mongered all the time. And as long as you think that these things are happening on another group, okay, so initially the Muslims were the targets because, you know, it can look like this is not happening to us. So if the Muslims are, arrested and prosecuted, nobody in the United States much cares because it's not them. Now, over time, and of course with the raids here locally, everybody said, oh my gosh, this is now reaching into, you know, dissenting groups. And there's been environmentalists, there's been the anti-fracking committee. This has gone so bad that in the lead up to the Republican National Convention, when we were speaking down in the Northfield Library Room, there were about 35, 40, mostly senior citizens. I had gone with Sarah Martin because she was speaking about the march on the RNC. I was speaking about our peace picnic in Harriet Island. There was a Vet for Peace, and there was like one more. So there were five speakers, 35 people. And in the back row, I wasn't paying attention, but there was a guy ducking. And so I'm looking around to see who's ducking behind the back row. He was ducking behind a woman, and his name was Richard Grealis. He was part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And then his partner was there, too. And I think there was a third. So in this little group in the Northfield Library, listening to Peace Island Picnic talk, there were three of the 35 had come in there. And of course, there's a longer story about Richard Grealis. It turns out that he actually learned something. He actually now has written an anti-war op-ed since he retired. So it actually was a good thing. It was a teaching moment for him. And actually, he thought it was stupid, the spine. Many of the people, I will say this, besides the fish in the water and you have to collect your paycheck, you got to get your kids through college, but besides that, there are many half-decent people in government who cannot believe what's going on. And Obama, because secrecy is everything, and if this was to be exposed for the sham security theater, it is, and all of the illegal actions now creating kill lists and and torture, by the way, is not illegal right now. The Geneva Conventions do not apply. I mean, it's incredible. But if people were to learn about this through insiders who leaked to whatever, this is key. Look at WikiLeaks. I mean, this is very, very difficult for an administration that's trying to control, through propaganda, the public opinion. So there are now six prosecutions. So on top of all of the prosecutions, first of the Muslims, now branching into all of us, many, many people who just speak out. Jess said, keep your mouth shut. I can't do that, by the way. Where's Jess? I can't do that. So I always figure I'm on Facebook writing day in and day out, and I always figure, well, they're going to have a heck of a time taking one statement I said when I've been writing, you know, and speaking out all this time. But, you know, what's happening now is Obama is, he's got six prosecutions of government insiders. That is double what all of history has. And he points at Thomas Drake of the National Security. Now, Thomas Drake would fit into this room, 6'3", National Security Administration executive. Only he couldn't stand the fact that they were illegally, warrantlessly monitoring American public. John Kiriakou, who's the latest one to be indicted for being a spy, a traitor against the United States, under the 1917 Espionage Act, which was World War I, so that the traitors against the United States, they're using this on government employees. The penalty is death. The penalty is life imprisonment or death. Now, we are all watching the news. The UK just denied the request, or being denied, excuse me, granted Sweden's request to extradite Assange. He's going to fight this for a month. And the bottom line is there's probably a secret indictment already in the United States, and then he probably will be the seventh. And, you know, this is scary stuff because this puts us right back to the Rosenbergs in the 50s. This fear and hate, and I will say that we all have to do more. You know, this is a small room, and who mentioned reaching out to groups? I think it was you or Jess from the start. We need to reach beyond our choirs. There is a good side to what's going on, because by eventually targeting lots and lots of people, the National Defense Authorization Act, for instance, says you can just arrest any American citizen by the military and hold them indefinitely. Well, you know what group now is kind of outraged about that? It's probably nobody in here, unless we have a police officer in the back. But it's they call it the 10th Amendment. That's a conservative group. They've actually got 8 states now fighting against this NDAA. So don't always think, well, I'm liberal and I won't talk to a conservative. Right now, the good side of the way this war on terror has now implicated more and more people is there actually are lots more people from all different backgrounds and ideologies that are waking up. It's gone way past the Muslims. let's see what else. I got some more time, huh? 1 minute. you know, the biggest problems are top secret America. The secrecy is the key thing. So every time something comes out, I mean, the Obama leaked himself the kill list because he knows now that the United States public supports this looking tough and killing people. So what we have to do is we all have to write and get more people on that. The secrecy, I should have the last thing I guess I'll just say here is that the we are at war mentality. When I worked in the FBI, it was actually between Vietnam and the 9/11. I a little bit overlapped, but it was mostly between. That was kind of a lull. But this war is what is fueling. They say wars of aggression are the supreme crime because they carry the seeds of all the other crimes. And Glenn Greenwald has pointed to this over and over. It's the we are at war mentality that reduces people, that takes away their ability to think. Because
it's all military madness.
Yeah. If you can't think straight, then you're going to fall in line with this nonsense about kill us. Glenn Greenwald also had a good quote about the drone bombing. He said, using drone bombing to try to reduce terrorism is like telling somebody who's got emphysema to smoke 6 packs a day. So if people realize that these things are stupid and that they are the victims and they are being hurt, we'll see more 10th Amendment groups out there. They just have to know the pragmatic side and not just realize that this is a nicety or an ethical luxury. Thank you.